And now, for your listening pleasure.
Today is Mental Health Moments Day here, and I want to share some thoughts about anxiety. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, I Value Woman, and I have anxiety. This is my podcast, Thrive Life, Thrive Zone. And if you want to talk to me about something that's really bothering you, you can find me at my website, heal.me/Carol Sanek. The true cause of anxiety is being a human being. Great answer, right? I mean, there's no other answer. Occasional bouts are entirely okay. Anxiety alerts us to danger, grabs our attention, and helps us make preparations to protect ourselves. It is when anxieties intensify or persist and we become overwhelmed and cannot function that there's a problem. We don't even know what triggered us. We all know someone with social anxiety, like, you know, the person that has trouble giving a presentation or being called on, you know, things that cause us to risk losing social standing or being judged. Those all fall under the umbrella of social anxiety. Stress is closely related to anxiety. With stress, we engage the fight or flight response. We are flooded with cortisol and adrenaline. There are times when we are overwhelmed that, boy, we cannot exert rational control. Now, let's explore anxiety and fear. They're two different animals. Fear is your response to danger and is usually highly focused. Fear has characteristic features, widened pupils, pale skin. People can see that. Anxiety is hugely subjective. Anxiety comes with a heavy load of cognitive worry that something's possibly going to go wrong in the future. So you see, fear is the here and now, anxiety is the future. Anxiety rates are increasing, and it is the most common mental health disorder in the United States. Can it be good to have anxiety? Well, our ancestors survived it because of it. I didn't say that right. Let me try that again. Can it be good to have anxiety? Well, our ancestors survived because of it. It reflects the sensations triggered in your body's response to perceiving a threat. Anxiety causes you to have a response. In short, it does protect you. So who's prone to anxiety? Well, people who are prone to clinical depression are vulnerable to anxiety. I know what caused mine. I'm not depressed. We'll take that one out of here today because people are going to think, oh my gosh, Carol's depressed. No, she isn't. But adverse childhood events like abuse or neglect, in my case, it was neglect. The reason is the maltreatment can alter the stress system so that it is hypersensitive to danger and then reacts with an outpouring of alarm signals that overwhelm the capacity for emotional processing. I'm going to continue talking about this next week. I'm Carolyn Sanek. This is my podcast, Thrive Life, Thrive Zone. Thank you so much for listening. And that is a wrap.